What's up, guys? Your boy Enrique, CEO of PRG Real Estate, and you are listening to another episode of Bizmatic Business Podcast, where we talk about the mindset, the strategy, the journey, and all the stuff behind building a business, guys. I got a special guest on this episode, my boy Franco Perez. You may know him as Franco TV on Instagram. Super sharp dude. You know, his story, he's really taken his passion that he had of creating videos, and he's turned it into a media company, and he's created a huge following on Instagram. Got close to 40,000 followers, and his niche, so to say, is he works with restaurants. He's a foodie. He interviews restaurants. He features restaurants. He's really putting South Bay Area on the map, and it's a pretty inspiring to see how he's turned this passion into a company. He puts out super dope content, and he has a lot of insight on how millennials think. You know, how millennials plan out their days, you know, and pick the restaurants they eat at based off, you know, what they're gonna snap on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook or what have you. So we dive deep into kind of the thought process behind millennials think and how that affects businesses today. And we also dive deep into the mindset of, you know, what it took for him to kind of take this leap of faith and start a business and kind of get over the fear of failure so that he can ultimately achieve his dreams. This guy's traveling the world. He's doing a lot of good things, and he's really inspiring. He's a young guy, 26, 27 year old, who's just doing big things. So I think you're going to like this episode. Check it out. Once again, I appreciate you guys following, liking, commenting. The feedback is super awesome. So check it out. Here we go. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. Such a beautiful office you got here, man.
Thanks, man. It means a lot to be here. I appreciate it, man. We connected recently through IG. I think you saw the last podcast I was doing with Kenny Trung. And
yeah, love that guy.
I started following you, been checking out your stuff, man, and love what you're doing, bro, with kind of putting South Bay on the map, right?
Yeah, that's the goal, man. You know, part of it kind of all just started where San Francisco, or I'll travel or whatever, and I'll kind of explain where I'm from, San Jose, and people are like, oh, you mean like San Francisco? Like, we're just like an outskirt of San Francisco, but realistically, it's like, man, you know, we're San Jose, we're the Silicon Valley. We're a whole separate entity. And I really wanted a divide from San Francisco. So really wanted an identity for our area. And people don't really promote our area that much. So wanted to provide a platform for that. So
okay, where are you from originally, bro?
Long story, I kind of was born in Reno, grew up in the Philippines till I was about sixth grade or so.
Okay.
And moved a lot around here. And then Santa Clara, San Jose, Milpitas.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess most of your teenage and probably to adult life, you've been here in the Bay Area?
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Cool, man. So in checking out your Instagram, I'm like, man, this guy has like, it's like a TV show almost. It's almost like the Food Network, but on Instagram. That's kind of how I described it when I showed it to someone else. And I see you going to all these different restaurants, and you're like doing reviews of restaurants, hotels, and all kinds of stuff. So tell me, I guess, specifically, like, what are you doing with Franco TV, and what's that all about?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what you said, trying to put us on the map, trying to show that, you know, we have a big culture out here too. Yeah. You know, I always respect Oakland and San Francisco because they have a huge culture in music, food, and the people are just very lively. Yeah. But here, I think we have that as well. It's just not as... it's not as promoted.
Okay.
And people don't know about it. People don't really know what to do. And the more we get people involved of awareness of what to do, the more energy we get in this area. So
yeah, absolutely. So are you're dropping by different types of restaurants, different establishments? Is it mainly restaurants that you feature, or?
Yeah, it's really been a big focus on restaurants, but you know, mainly things to do, events. We did one for Mountain View and Beer Fest. Our Oktoberfest that they had there, and anything that brings energy, really.
Okay, cool, man. So With that being said, I mean, I want to talk a little bit about how you got started into this, because I mean, you built a pretty dope following, man. You got like almost 40,000 followers or something like that.
Around there.
And obviously you're putting out some dope content, awesome videos. And, I think, you know, obviously if you're putting out good quality stuff, then people are going to continue to come back and check it out. But how did you get started, with this, with trying to create, it's like a media company, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd say since high school, man, it's funny, since high school, I've always loved doing video. Actually, probably even before that, me and my closest friends, we just made videos with webcams, cell phones, whatever we could do. We made funny videos that were broadcasted at high school, and people loved it, and just made me want to create more and more. And about it's something that I've only really done for about a year or so, but mm-hmm. About a year back, I'm like, I stopped making video, and that's what I love doing. You know, what can I do? How can, you know, I love making video, and I want to be able to provide value somehow. And just kind of came up with the idea, connected with some restaurants that I thought was really good, but just people didn't know about it, and mm-hmm. just started creating from then.
Got it, man. And what is it about video, I guess, that you love?
You know, just getting creative and really telling a story through video. You know, a lot of these restaurants, these people, these restaurant owners, these chefs, they do a really good job of what they do. And how can we create something visually appealing and make it look interesting and really kind of express that good feeling from that and make something nice? So let's say this room, for example, how can we make it look interesting? You know, get a bunch of short shots, detailed shots and stuff like that, and really get creative. It's kind of a way of expressing yourself, right?
Got it, man. And I can totally relate, man, because I have the creative side to me. I play outside of real estate. I'm a musician. I play drums, and I love the creative aspect. And I bring that into my business from creating our logo, our branding. I have a hand kind of in all that stuff. So
yeah, that's amazing, man.
Yeah. So it's like when you're creating, doesn't feel like work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you have the best job where you get to go and just do what you love to do on a daily basis, right?
Yeah, and you don't need to get paid for it. It's just something you enjoy doing, right?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's a big thing. You know, the people who are listening to us, you know, are probably entrepreneurs, different business people. So I think that's a big thing. When you can find something that you truly love and you're truly passionate about, then you're always going to be motivated to go do it, right?
Absolutely, man.
Got it. So let's talk about, I guess, so from there, you always made videos through high school and stuff like that. And then you figured out, okay, how can I do this maybe to create a business out of it, right? Mm-hmm. So is that, where was that transition to like, all right, I'm making these videos. Now, how can I maybe monetize this? Or what was going through your head when you were taking those steps?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. So basically it just started, to be honest, as a passion project and just something I wanted to do for free. I made the commitment online saying I'm gonna do it, you know, once a week. And by doing that, I really wanted to commit myself to doing that and putting that out there. You know, I might've missed a week or two or whatever, but at least I got a system going and I could get started that way. To be quite honest, it's just, I did the videos for these restaurants, people caught on, you know, and this restaurant would refer another restaurant. And, you know, it felt really good. And some of these restaurants really just wanted to do more and more of it.
Yeah.
And I slowly realized that this is something that we can create something with, you know, whether or a lot of these restaurants need someone like me to handle their marketing, handle their social media, and really get them, you know, more business. And I wouldn't, personally, the way I am, I wouldn't charge for anything unless I felt I really did bring that value.
Yeah. You know?
And I saw restaurants really just blowing up or getting more business because of this video and because of the promotions, the social media content that we provide. And it kind of just moved from there. And it's still a growing thing that I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
We're doing this new thing where we get influencers and food influencers in. We did one for this pizza house. We got 30 influencers in. All of them got creative with the food, produced their content, you know, not just me. And on all these 30 platforms, they made a creative photo, creative video clip, whatever it is. And you know, the way people process the way people get an idea of where to eat now, it's like Instagram, social media, and they see it on there. And it's something we just did it once. And I'm like, man, this is a brilliant idea, you know?
Yeah.
And we can use that so many different ways.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess what I'm hearing is maybe leveraging like other people who already have a following as well, right? So yeah. When you're doing with these influencers, right? Because mm-hmm. for people who don't know what an influencer, what's an influencer?
That's a good question. It's so weird to call myself that as well. But I guess, you know, nowadays millennials are kind of watching. There's a lot of vlogs out there. People follow people on Instagram, whether they travel, you know, whether they're models or whatever. And when they're watching social media, you kind of feel like you're there with them, right?
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, and they're like a friend. And then you also have friends that you follow on social media. So when you have a restaurant that someone, if someone posts a restaurant, it feels like that person's recommending going to that. And I'm sorry, I kind of went off track, but I'm trying to figure out what an influencer is.
So I guess it's someone who kind of, I guess, creates a following, right?
Yeah.
A following for themselves. And then mm-hmm. from there, they can kind of push you like, oh, check this product out. Or you
yes, use exactly.
this, right?
Yeah. And it's not really so much of a using thing, right? And I hate to put it that way because I always love to be genuine. You know, if I like a restaurant, I'll promote it. But yeah, an influencer, I'd say, is like a modern day celebrity kind of thing. You know, people, let's say J-Lo, whoever it is, you know, people are always intact of like, what's the next drama with that? You know, they love following, yeah. someone's story. You know, it's like, hey man, I've followed Casey Neistat since, you know, for 5 years, and it's so amazing to watch him grow.
Yeah.
You know? And you feel connected with that.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an influencer. It could be a close friend that you know that's also doing well, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And like, and it's crazy because even on like a small scale, like I got my car detailed and I found this guy because my other friend was getting his car detailed and he was posting it on social media.
Exactly.
And I'm like, dang, I need a detail on my car.
Yeah.
But I don't know who to go to. And he's like ranting and raving, oh, this guy's the best. Check him out.
There you go.
So I click on his Instagram and then I see all of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's like big on Instagram. So the next thing I do is I send them a message saying, hey, man, how much do you charge to detail a car?
Exactly.
You know, one thing leads to another. And then next thing you know, he's at my house detailing my car. Now I've used them several times. Right?
Absolutely. It's all staying top of mind, right?
Yeah.
And just like how you said, that's why social media is one of the most important things right now. People don't watch TV anymore. They don't really listen to radio. It's all on-demand stuff, whatever's convenient.
Yeah.
Millennials are on average on social media about 24 hours a week, which is like a part-time job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're top of mind there, just like you said, you that's how you found out about that detail shop because someone, even on their story, just posted it. It's like,
yeah.
You know.
So that's a perfect segue into the marketing aspect of kind of what you do and what you bring for small businesses, right? Mm-hmm. So I know you mostly work with restaurants, or tell me a little about that. Like, who are you working with? You said you got some new opportunities lately as well, right?
Yeah. So it's mainly just partnering with restaurants, getting them, you know, one, we always study how they work, their story, who's their main clientele, and how can we market to them? You know, you always want to understand who your client is, you know, whether you're a skate shop or, you know, or a luxury brand.
Yeah.
You know, luxury brands only associate themselves with things of luxury, and skate's a little bit different, you know. But we really study into that and how can we promote your stuff. And like Gary Vee always talks about, you know, understanding Facebook marketing, you can really target in on the demographics of the people that you want to go to. Let's say it's a sushi restaurant. You want to target to people who follow sushi restaurants or who love sushi.
Yeah.
You know, it's as simple as that. But, you know, you really got to kind of create a strategy to promote that on social media.
Yeah. So for the business owner who owns a restaurant, so a little backstory on me, my family has owned restaurants for a long time. So
that's incredible.
A local mom and pop restaurant. There used to be like 7 or 8 locations at one point. Now recession and all these things happen, they're kind of down to 3, but
mm-hmm.
they've always just, you know, kept the restaurant and the doors open by just providing good, authentic Mexican mm-hmm. food. They never really had a grasp on the marketing aspect, and probably because back then, it was different back then, right?
Yes.
But this day and age, when there's so many restaurants popping up, there's so many new concepts popping up, what's the biggest advice you think you would have for like the local mom and pop restaurant who has never done any marketing? Like, where should they start? They want to step their game up. Mm-hmm.
So one is understanding like why people decide to go to a spot. Let's say it's a, what kind of restaurant is it? Like a,
it's a Mexican restaurant.
Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Okay. So like, how can you make it different? So people are, a lot of people are basing their days and planning their trips on what they're going to post on social media. You know, people want to go to this spot. Let's say your Mexican restaurant, and one, it's not so much of the taste, unfortunately. Yeah. Like, let's say you, the plating and how it looks is so important. The environment it is in, yeah. You know, whether it's interior design, what vibe do you get when you go there, right? People want, so how can you make your restaurant a place that's Instagrammable, yeah. or something that they would post on social media,
yeah.
You know, doing things different, you know, what can, you know, whether it's like pork or adding something really different where someone provides a wow experience,
yeah,
you know. So,
and I think that's true, man, because there's a lot of restaurants, I don't really say no names, but there's restaurants out there that are always cracking, there's always people there,
yeah.
And their food sucks,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Coming from, you know, someone who's grown up around restaurants, it's like, you know what authentic Mexican food tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
You might go somewhere, but their atmosphere is way different and way,
yeah,
better, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe they got really good drinks, or maybe they have really good music there, mm-hmm. or maybe it's just the way it's decorated or the location it's in.
Yeah.
I think now that plays a more important role than the actual food, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
As long as the food is up to at least a minimum standard of,
yeah,
quality,
yeah,
it doesn't... not necessarily tasting the best, right?
Exactly, exactly. And like, for example, there's a place that just opened up. I think it's called Sumi Sumi, but it's an ice cream spot with the fish thing. I don't know if you've seen
okay.
it.
Okay, I think I've seen it, yeah.
But people wait in line, like I think over an hour just to get that ice cream and just so that they can post it on Snapchat, Instagram, or whatnot, you know? And they get so much business off of that. One, it's like you're top of mind because of all that person's viewers, and it kind of becomes... kind of like a virus network where it's just like your content's getting everywhere because, you know, people want to post your stuff. You,
yeah.
Know, you know, get weird, get creative with your food.
Yeah.
Put something different that nobody's doing.
Yeah.
And just rebrand and change it around, test things. Don't be afraid to try new things. And yeah.
So. Yeah. And I think that's important just, I think, for any business or any entrepreneur in today's age, mm-hmm. where, there's so many businesses, there's a lot more competition. Even in real estate, it's like, how can we be different as a real estate agent? Just, yeah, in our market, there's probably over 15,000 licensed agents in, yeah, our market. So like, why is someone going to do business with you, right?
Exactly.
It's maybe because you're a little bit different, mm-hmm. or you're doing something that makes you stand out from the rest of the people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, man, I can totally relate to that. And I think when we were talking earlier before you got here, it's like, some people, they talk about stuff and they never actually start.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And tell me about that. I mean, you said you've maybe experienced that or have seen that firsthand.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of big things that I feel influenced me is really kind of, one, surrounding yourself with doers, surrounding yourself with people that have, people that are like the way you want to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm fortunate enough to be around people that actually come up with ideas and execute. You know, we have, all of us have really good friends with great ideas, and we always talk about our ideas and everything. But one is, we could talk about them for years and not do it, right?
Yeah.
You know, so like, what can we, how can I talk about this? But I mean, do you feel the same way or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I see it all across the board. Like,
yeah.
I've heard it so many times when people are like, oh yeah, I thought about that a long time ago. And
exactly.
It's like, all right, well, yeah, but they actually did it, right?
Exactly.
So I think ideas are, they're useless, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't take action on them, right?
Yeah.
And I see you taking a lot of action with your stuff. Has there ever been a time, I guess, when you were first getting this thing going, or even now, where you've had like a little fear,
mm-hmm.
of kind of like putting yourself out there like that?
Yeah. I think one thing is like the way education is now, it's like, you know, you go through all these schools and tests, and it kind of brings this thing where if I mess up, I'm a failure, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've tried so many different things, whether it was wedding videography, photography, whatever it is. And, you know, I've kind of learned that when you fail, it's not too bad. You know, I think we kind of have to teach people that to not be afraid of failing, because yeah. it's part of the process. It's trial and error. Some people are afraid to put in work and not see it succeed.
Yeah. You
know, so they'd rather stay in this place of comfort and not do anything.
Yeah.
But you know, I went through a really hard time where I had to survive and figure things out, because I did real estate too. But in that process, I kind of learned that, you know, I have to make this work. I have to do all these door knocking. I have to do all these cold calls, you know. And
yeah.
And part of that is you get denied so many times, but it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, let's say you make 100 door knocks and you only get like 3 contacts.
Yeah.
But it's really not that bad, you know.
Yeah. And after a while, it just gets easier after a while, exactly. Right? You start to kind of develop a thicker skin, and you kind of start handling the rejection a little bit better.
Exactly. Exactly.
I had an agent that I was talking to earlier that applied to come work with us, and he's brand new, just got his license a couple months ago. And he's like, you know, asking about, you know, how much is the commission and what company should I go with and all these things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, have you ever knocked on the door and had the door like slammed in your face? Or have you ever made a cold call and have someone tell you like, quit freaking calling me and hang up on you? He's like, no. I'm like, all right, well, the first thing we need to do is we need to put you through that to see if real estate is for you.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not for everyone, right? Some mm-hmm. people, unfortunately, they don't handle rejection as well. Right. So I think to kind of go with what you're saying is you got to go through it.
Yeah.
Right. You mm-hmm. got to fail. You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And you'll know after a while if you stick with it, like whether this is something I want to do or not. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And like my buddy Kevion says, he's like, when you fail, you're learning how to win.
Yeah.
Basically. Right. It's all part of the process. Right.
It is.
Good stuff, man.
That's super important. And I think one thing on that, too, is that really aligning your mindset to not taking it personally, right? So, you know, you get this rejection or whatever, but you're doing this and you know your numbers, you know that you're going to get a successful client, you know, out of 50, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But if you really connect your mind to, I'm doing this because I want to reach my goals. I want to be able to travel or whatever it is. It's not, you know, you don't get as tired from getting rejected as bad. It's like, okay, I just got to go to the next door. You
yeah.
know? So.
When you have the goal and the vision in mind, right?
You
kind of know what you're doing all of this for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Those are good takeaways. So, let's go back to talking a little about the restaurant business and, mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to really push my family's restaurant. Like, hey, if we're going to keep doing this restaurant and we're going to do this we want to blow this thing up. Like mm-hmm. we need to step our game up on the marketing, right? Like, the food's yeah. great. People come, you know, people have, there's regulars that have come for years because the food's good.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, that's kind of what's holding it together, is that they have good food.
Yes.
Right. But it's like if I tell my friends or my younger friends or my group friends, hey, let's go hang out here.
Yeah.
They may not want to go hang out there because it's not, the atmosphere isn't really there.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may just want to go eat and then bounce and go have a drink somewhere else. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess, I'm trying to figure out a way to encourage, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like my parents who own the restaurant, to kind of step outside their box and really like just go for it. Like, yeah. Hey, let's remodel this place. Let's do that. But it seems like, you know, when people are kind of a little bit more old school or they're a little more traditional, or they don't really see the value in the marketing. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's one thing too, is that the traditional way of marketing is kind of diminishing. Right. So, you know, baby boomers, we're so used to TV, radio, all that kind of stuff, and traditional stuff where it's, you get repeat customers, good food, good quality, which is really important. But nowadays, everyone's moving to a medium of on-demand stuff, social media, YouTube, Facebook, Netflix, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's something that's a big shift in attention. Gary Vee says that, actually, so I'm not trying to copy him, but.
Yeah.
But it's huge, because millennials right now, they're one of the biggest generations in the country.
Yeah.
And they're about to become 50% of the workplace. They're going to be spending like 15% more, and baby boomers are actually going to be spending like 10% less.
Wow.
So
I didn't know those stats.
So we got to understand how these millennials think, how they get the idea to go to your restaurant.
Yeah.
They're going to be they're going to be the people we have to market to now.
Yeah.
So if you're asking for advice on getting people to the restaurant, and it's about staying top of mind in the platforms that they're on, whether it's social media or whatever. Yeah.
So what if they're not even on social media, right? It's like they're losing out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's you're missing out on a lot of opportunity, you know? So one, having a proper page, having content on there, seeing, and Yelp is a big thing too. When people are going to try a restaurant, they're almost always going to be checking Yelp, Google before they even go there. You know, people don't take the drive to go. I mean, if we're trying to find a spot to eat, we're going to kind of check Yelp. We're going to check Google.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like when I go like in my iPhone and I go in the maps and I put a place to eat, I'm sure that's all coming from Google.
Yes.
Right. So if you don't even have a Google profile, you may not even show up. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's key. Understanding how you look on there. How can you get better reviews? How can you get people to post better content on your platform and on Yelp, you know?
Yeah.
And
so I guess what I'm hearing is the first thing we want to do is make sure you at least have a social media page created, right?
Correct.
So like if I'm a small, you know, business owner or a small restaurant, like would I go just create an Instagram and a Facebook? Or are those the two big ones? Or what?
I'd say so. Instagram and Facebook. And really
Yelp as well?
Yelp. So Yelp automatically creates it for you, right?
Okay.
So just understanding how you could get how can you get people to post about, it's not necessarily having your own page.
Yeah.
How could you get people to post about your stuff on their page, right? So whether it's doing a raffle, whether it's, hey, hashtag us and you could win a free drink, you could win a free taco, whatever it is.
Got it.
You know, get your content flowing in other people's platforms, you know? So, that's why that thing that I'm doing where we have influencers come in, host an influencer party, right?
Yeah.
So you have these foodie people that are really good at taking these food photos.
Yeah.
Just offer them free food, free drinks, whatever it is, and get them to get creative on making your food look good, you know? Don't be the one doing all the work, studying all the stuff. Let them do it on their platforms.
Got it. So if you have a influencer party and you reach out to these foodies and say, hey, we're going to do this party. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you guys free food and free drinks. Yeah. You guys just got to come in here and share it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something I can help you out with that restaurant too.
Yeah. So that's a good idea, man.
Yeah.
Because right off the bat, they're going to expose it to all of their network and they probably got thousands of followers and stuff like that too. Right.
And people follow them for food ideas.
Yeah.
You know? And use that platform to help grow your network. You know?
Yeah.
So
that's crazy, man. Cause I would have never thought about that. Now are there a lot of, quote unquote foodies or influencers like out here in the Bay Area?
There is actually. And it's something I'm trying to grow, actually. It's funny you say that because what I'm trying to do is kind of build a community-based platform where we get foodies excited. And whether you're a really good foodie or not, trying to gather them together. You know, if you have a restaurant or whatever, like I just organized one, or there was one yesterday at Camino Fusion. It's a restaurant, and they invited, you know, there was a bunch of influencers there.
Yeah.
And, you know, really just networking. In real estate, we do a lot of networking.
Yeah.
There's so much I learned in real estate that I'm like, man, you know, this could be implemented in the food industry, you know, getting connected with all these foodies and really getting minds together.
Yeah.
You know, so one's a good photographer, one's a good videographer, whatever. How can we educate each other and really mastermind and get our brains thinking to grow all of us together?
Yeah.
Right? And, there are a lot of foodies out there.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that want to be foodies too. And we can educate them and really just create a fun experience.
Yeah.
And that's something I want to do, is host more influencer parties in different restaurants. And my goal really is to grow the culture in this area.
Yeah.
So it helps everyone.
That's dope, man. That's like some outside of the box thinking. That's not something, I guess, that most people would just normally say, all right, this is how I'm going to promote my business, right?
Yeah.
But it's maybe taking like some of the concepts, like you said, like from real estate, networking, but now how can you network within the food industry, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
And bringing value, right?
So. Yeah. Cool, man. I like that train of thought. I wanted to talk a little bit about you, man. Checking out your page, I've seen you done a lot of traveling as well.
Yeah, I try to travel. You know, I try to value life. as much as I can from learning from, you know, elders, whatever it is, or colleagues. You know, it's that you really, what do you, in the end of your life, what you're going to remember is, you know, these top memories, these experiences that you've had, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much money we have, but I, for me, I value experiences. I value my friends so much, and I want to do a lot more of that. And when I can, you know, I'll try to travel. I'll try to, you know, whether it's a Coachella, whatever it is, you know, I'll try to just have fun, you know?
Yeah, I saw that, man. I really admire that, because I feel like you're living life to the fullest right now, right?
Thank you. I try to.
Yeah. Well, you're not married. You don't have any kids yet, so you got the time to do that, right? Yeah, it gets a little more complicated than that once you get to that level, but... I think it's something that a lot of people could take away from, man. It's like, it's like, go out there and explore the world. There's so much to see, right?
It is.
Although we're trying to promote the Bay Area culture, there's so much stuff outside of our Bay Area culture.
Yeah, man. Exactly. But and one, it's kind of like rewarding yourself. And kind of what we were talking about earlier is that, you know, I work hard early mornings, late nights, because I want to be able to travel when I want to. I want to be able to have an experience at Coachella with my best friends when I want to, you know? And really actually it, you know, when it's late night and I'm tired, I'm like, you know, I'm doing this for a reason, you know, and to be able to do that is amazing. And I'm privileged to be able to do that. You know?
Yeah. That's dope, man.
So,
okay, cool, man. So I guess to kind of wrap things up, it's kind of, where do people follow you at? How do your services work? Like, if someone wanted to say, all right, I have a restaurant or I have a business and I need you to help me market it, like, what is your process, or how do they get in touch with you?
My website's www.franco.tv, or my Instagram's Franco Silicon Valley. That's probably it there.
Just hit you up on the DM or something?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
My phone number's on there too.
All right. And I guess when you sit down, with the restaurant or someone, are you kind of doing like an analysis for them and kind of figuring out, all right, how do we attack this? Or
yeah, I mean, it's always kind of like a conversation, man. I mean, we're all business owners, you know. We all just it's going to be a different process every time, but basically we just connect for coffee, kind of see how, if I am a good fit, if I can help somehow, just give advice, whatever it is. Yeah. You know, I don't need anyone to work with me, but if I can bring value to them, then that's great.
Yeah.
But I mean, the same with you, I would imagine. So
yeah, sit down, see if it's a good fit, see what their problems are, or pain points, and see how you can bring value in those areas.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, man. I think we hit it, man. It's a lot of good stuff right there, man. I appreciate you coming out. It's good connecting with you, man. I look forward to seeing more of your stuff.
Thank you.
Actually, I got a lot of good ideas just from, because that's the debate all the time with me and my wife. Where do we go eat?
Yeah,
right? On
yeah,
the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, now I'm just going through your page and I'm like, I got to try this spot, man. Because the way you featured it, those, you know, new ideas spark up, man.
Yeah,
so
with this, man, like, I'd be happy to help. If you ever need advice on video stuff, I'm happy to help.
Yeah,
you know,
cool, so. Man. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate it. Bizmatic. Guys, follow Mr. Franco Perez, Franco TV. You guys will like what you see. You'll probably get a little bit hungry, but some good stuff. This guy's living life to the fullest. Thanks, man.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it.